Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't bring me a problem unless you have an idea for the solution. So this kind of puts it in a form where people understand where, okay, here's the issue. All right, here I thought about this. Here are a few different options.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I recommend. And then you go with the recommendation or you don't. You come up with your own solution. And, you know, you're still in charge, still the manager, but at least we get them thinking about
well, and the thing is, and also you can give your people a little bit of latitude so they can have that little role play with themselves and not even involve you. Just take the action with the customer, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, say, okay, if you need to cut 3% in order to get the deal, you don't have to come and talk to me. But
right.
But remember, I'm paying you, but then you got to pay them based on profitability too, right? So they don't automatically just go to the 3%.
Yeah, I've always said, you know, I'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. So it's just in my personality, I guess.
Right.
But I want to come up with what the answers are and, you know, take charge and take control of the situation. So.
And the more you have that kind of a relationship with your employees, the higher functioning they will be, right? And
yes,
things will move quicker and more people will get waited on.
That's right. And people will be happier and, you know, life will be good. Not only will we have happy employees because we've empowered them to come up
right.
with our own solutions, but we'll have happy customers as well because
yep.
you don't have to go see this person, go see this person, go see that person.
And boy, could we all use a little extra happiness this time of year, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Brad, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with more to come from our good friend Brad Huskin on how to make sure that your employees are primed up and ready to go to take care of your customers. After these messages, Tin Tail, stay with us. Business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blassingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of IASTraining.com, author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople, second edition. And Brad's our top salesmanship expert in the Brain Trust, and he's been helping us now for more than 16 years. Brad, thanks again for being here. I am, as my audience knows, and they're rolling their eyes again because they know what I'm going to say, I am on a one-man, maybe counting you two-man crusade to wipe out no problem and to reinstall, and I say reinstall because it used to be installed, to reinstall thank you or I appreciate it or we're grateful for or whatever or it's my pleasure or whatever, into the conversation with customers. But here's what I know, Brad. It was a time in history when you didn't have to teach salespeople to say thank you. Today, you have to train them and continue to stay on them about it. What do you think?
Jim, you are so spot on that, you know, that there was actually a time when luggage didn't have wheels on it as well. And yes, there
that's
was
that's back when you and I were starting out in sales, and our first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper.
Exactly right. that was pretty technical for us, and we had the pull the handle calculator.
That's right.
But anywho, but this whole not a problem thing, I know it's your pet peeve. It's
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.